Florent and I have this old ritual. I ask him if he loves me, and he says yes. Then I ask him if he loves me more than anyone he knows, and he says yes. Then I ask him if he loves me more than everyone he loves combined, and he says, "Well, that's a bit much." I am, as one would expect, always a little disappointed by his response. He should be willing to give me anything, including being bossed around. I love the exchange, however, because I know he does love me more than everyone he knows combined. Or, at least he did then. It had been a long time since I played this old game with him, since before we had gotten married, and our relationship had become so distant and tense. There were so many things I needed the moment I arrived at the hotel on the Mauritanian border. I needed water. I needed to make a friend of the hotel proprietor to ensure that someone would help me find different transport out. I needed a new plan, but I needed nothing more than to ask Florent if he loved me, and then to ask him if he loved me more than everyone combined. After weeks of silence, of one-word emails that simply told him my location and destination, I called him. It was about 7 p.m. in Paris when he answered, and I could tell he'd had a rough day. His voice was scratchy and weak, as though he'd been smoking. I told him about Hamda and the teasing. I told him about the Peugeots breaking down and the Italian aid workers. I told him I was at a hotel by the border that was populated almost exclusively by Mauritanian and Moroccan truck drivers. Then I told him I had no choice but to continue on with Hamda to Mauritania tomorrow since there was no public transport. I asked him if he loved me, and my heart sank low when he ignored the question.
"You know, Nina, you cannot get back in that car tomorrow. Those men are spending the night together, and they're coming up with a plan. They didn't know what to do today, but they'll figure it out tonight. Do whatever you need to do, but don't get back in that car."
I'm still stunned that he ignored the question,